by and said no.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, man? Here we go.
God. All right, let's get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Oh, had a few buds this weekend, man. Good Lord.
Phew.
Summertime, hot out, nothing better than a cold, refreshing Bud Light. They got some seltzers. Why did I say seltzers?
Seltzers.
Am I still drunk on seltzers? What is it? Seltzers, other great things. Obviously, it's Bud Distributing. They got you hooked up, man.
It's pretty awesome, man, especially when it's hot. Mm-hmm. When it's really hot out. Dude, a Bud goes down so good, doesn't it? Let's kick it off with Major League Baseball. Brock, last night, White Sox beat the Tigers 4-1. Cubs beat the Cardinals 2-0. Tonight, there are some games. Cubs going to be in New York playing the Mets at 7 o'clock. Tigers in Kansas City playing the Royals at 8:10. The Rays going to be over in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10 as well. NBA, just get through some scores, and I got some stupid stories here for you. NBA last night, the Bucks beat the Nets 107-96. That series is tied 2-2. Wow. Your box, dude.
That's surprising, man, because like we've talked about before, the Nets are stacked. Did what like Cleveland did a handful of years ago. They did what like Golden State did just a few years before that. They are stacked. And so that the fact that the Bucks are still bringing it to, I thought for sure it'd be, you know, the four and out, you know.
Giannis, dude. Giannis is that good. He really is.
Yeah.
You look at that dude and you're just like, meh. You are a basketball player. Look at you. But if you have Kevin Durant on the other side of that ball, though, that's another guy you look at and you're like, my God, you play basketball. Look at you. Dude, he's made for the game. Kevin Durant is fantastic. So, yeah, that series tied 2-2. If you want to look at for some good basketball, I'm sure these next few games are going to be pretty tight. So.
Yeah.
Suns beating the Nugs, man. 125-118.
The Phoenix, Suns baked the Nugs,
They really did. They baked the hell out of the Nugs. They win that series 4-0.
Wow.
Damn, Nugs, not even a chance there. All right, some games tonight. 76ers in Atlanta playing the Hawks at 7:30. Jazz going to be in Los Angeles playing the Clippers at 10 o'clock. All right, let's get to a story here. I got three stories. I'm going to save two of them. I'm going to give you one right now, and this has to do with dog showing.
Oh, is this about the guy? Actually, I don't want to give it away. I think I know what you're getting to, but yeah, go for it. I want to hear this.
Yeah, during the famed Westminster?
Westminster, yep.
Yeah, during the famed Westminster Kennel Club dog show on Saturday, a little dog named Ripple was racing on an obstacle course, jumping over sticks and running through tubes when his trainer, John, stumbled, wiped out, nearly squashed little Ripple. Nearly flattened Ripple out to a pancake. Ripple was unharmed, but the wipeout, of course, showed Ripple down and affected Ripple's final time. Poor Ripple.
You know, he just got back to the end. They're standing there waiting for results, and he's just looking up at his handler like, you cost me the gold, man. You believe this? Look, I was crushing it, and you couldn't keep your feet underneath you, Hank, jerk.
Yeah. Or what was his name? John. Yeah. I'll bite your ankle, John.
Yes, you bastard. I actually do have audio of when this happened because I don't know if you know this or not. They have announcers doing play-by-play. Check this out.
Get to the outside. Push. Get over there.
Oh, my goodness.
You're fine. Just get to the backside. You're fine. Oh.
Heartbreaking.
That was too bad.
Where do you think you got to go wrong as an announcer to be doing play-by-play at the Westminster dog show?
You know?
I'm surprised
they didn't sounded like they did a swell job at it, though.
I'm surprised they didn't have Joe Buck there. That guy announces everything. Joe Buck just sits by the phone and just waits for people. Hey, Joe, do you want to come announce this? Like, yeah, what is it? It's a kids softball game. Oh, yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. I got to announce it.
So, yeah, poor little Ripple almost got flat into a pancake over the weekend. He has caught it. Apparently, it's kind of a big deal. So, coming up in next hour in sports, the most annoying mascot and college football news. Ooh. I got some more news on that. So
I like it. Well, that's good for now. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Morning show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude. 7:23, Brock, Hunter.
Morning. What's happening?
Yeah, ace. Let's keep her going here. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. If you're thirsty, well, guess what? You won't be thirsty anymore thanks to Bud Distributing. Boom. Boom.
Elwood Scores is going to do stories this morning on the 7 o'clock sports here. We're going to kick it off with dog showing, Brock. Dog showing in your sports this morning. During the famed Westminster, is that right?
Yes. Westminster. Westminster, yep.
Kennel Club Dog Show on Saturday. A little dog named Ripple was racing on a on an obstacle course, jumping over sticks, running through tubes, when his trainer, John, stumbled, wiped out, nearly squashed little Ripple. Almost fell on him, flattened him out like a pancake. Ripple was unharmed, but the wipeout, of course, slowed Ripple down and affected Ripple's final time. Poor little Ripple. He's just lucky he's not dead. Lucky his owner didn't punt him over the freeway.
Wait, what kind of dog was he again?
I don't know.
It doesn't say?
It doesn't say.
No. Well, let me see. Ripple, Westminster.
He was one of those little fast dogs. Yeah.
Oh, I want to see what kind of dog he was. That was it was like a little French bulldog. Yeah, he would have squished. Oh, okay. It's like, Ripple, no. No, Ripple.
Yeah, so you'll see Ripple up in the upcoming competitions on ESPN 25. But, yeah, big news over the weekend. Ripple almost died. Going over to baseball.
Ripple almost died.
I'm serious. It's a big deal.
I'm watching the video right now, real quick. Oh, no, he did. He almost smoked Ripple. That's right. So funny, dude. And then Ripple's like, gee, what are you doing, man?
What are you doing? Effing up my time, bro. Yeah. Can't be doing that, John. John almost flattened Ripple. Okay.
Anyway, what else you got?
All right, moving on. Baseball. Last week, Philadelphia Phillies mascot, that furry green monster creature named Philly Fanatic.
Yeah.
He was voted the most obnoxious mascot in baseball. Here we go. Over the weekend, he or she or it showed why he was awarded by dressing up as Frank Sinatra during a game against the Yankees, smashing a Yankees helmet in the outfield while the song New York, New York played.
Wow.
From the PA system.
That's aggressive, man.
Wow. When the camera panned to the Yankee slugger, what's his name? Stanton is his last name. It was clear that Stanton did not think the stunt was cool at all. He had a pretty rough look on his face. Like, what is going on?
So a grown man got upset about what a guy in a costume was doing? Okay.
Yes.
Why would you do that? How dare you?
What's wrong with you people? It's like Shooter in Happy Gilmore.
It's come baseball.
Back your shanties.
There's something glorious about mascots. There's something, and I don't know when it started, when the first mascots were, when the sports world got together and said, you know what we need to do to amp this up? We need to get some guy in a costume, all right? He needs to go out and do ridiculous things. He needs to get people amped up for what we're doing during slow parts of the game, you know?
Like Benny the Bull. Remember, he used to slide down the stairs all the way out to the court?
What's the new one, that new hockey one that just has the most terrifying eyes?
Oh, yeah. They have a whole documentary on this guy.
His name's like Grover. I don't. It's so funny to me that we as a society have jumped on board. That's one too. Which those are all kind of like mascot-esque anyways. But right. We as a society have totally latched on to the fact that we have these weird things that we cheer for that are part of our team's fan base. And they are. It's so weird. It's so weird. And then you have other ones where it's like it's a bulldog or you got some guy, you know, on a buffalo. It's like, what? What are we doing? This doesn't make any sense. Anyway.
You ever see the one that was the Timberwolves or something? I think it was a wolf. The mascot was a wolf and the mascot goes up and eats a guy. Like it's a big mascot. And the guy goes all the way in his mouth. And then they throw a skeleton back out of his mouth, like a fake skeleton. It's pretty funny.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
You know, they're clever. I got to give it to the mascots. They come up with cool stuff, and they're pretty clever. So.
And it's great when they fight, too. When two mascots get into it, they start punching each other.
Thanks a lot, Polly.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Rah, rah, rah. There's mascots in your sports this morning. Moving on to college football. According to a new study, Brock, Alabama, Florida, Washington, Ohio State, and LSU have been the five best college football programs at developing NFL talent over the past 5 years.
Yep.
The worst at developing NFL talent, that would be Oregon, Texas A&M, and Texas.
Which
wouldn't be surprised if Michigan was in there somewhere.
Is crazy because Oregon's always had a really solid football team.
Yeah.
Texas has always had. Those are all good programs. All really good programs.
Yeah, but you think about it lately, it's just been kind of rough.
Yeah. That's, and that's the other thing too. It just, it sucks because all of the talent goes to like the big four. You know what I mean? Like they'll go to Alabama. Like most other schools don't have a chance to, if it's a top recruit, it's like, all right, it's more than likely Alabama or somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Who was the Texas quarterback while Reggie Bush was playing? It was Texas and USC playing in the championship. Damn it, dude. I think that was the last time Texas was really good. Let's see. It felt like,
was it Tebow? No, it wasn't TV.
No, hell no, it wasn't. He was Florida.
Was it
Mike. I don't know.
Cutler? No.
No, definitely not Cutler.
Drew Bledsoe.
Anyway, not Bledsoe. I know people are screaming at the radio because he was so good.
It's that important. I'm not going to.
Anyway, those teams suck at developing NFL talent. Other teams, quite better, like Alabama, Florida, Washington. So
nice.
There you go. That's your sports this morning. Not really much going on, but
good enough for me, man. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.